Hello, everybody. What's up? My name is Russ. This is the Dapper Dividends Podcast, filmed in front of a live studio audience of my kids and cats who are in the other room. And as I always say, seriously and in all honesty, thank you for spending some of your time with me, because the seconds are
ticking away from your life.
And I don't know how many you have, but for the remaining 30 minutes that we're going to chit-chat here for a little bit, thank you for hanging out with this guy right here, because I got two thumbs and I'm pointing to myself and you can't see me doing that because you can't see me. Duh. Anyways, again, I'm the pro... What am I? I don't know what I was going to say.
I'm the Croatian sensation from across the nation. My name is Yuri. I'm so happy you're here. The
Croatian wasn't that Tony Kukoc? Shout out to all y'all who remember the OG Croatian sensation. Tony Kukoc played for the old Chicago Bulls. Nobody cares. Anyway, I hope he's doing well. I hope he's investing. And if he is listening, Mr. Kukoc, I'm going to tell you guys about... So here's the thing. Here's the genesis about how this happened. Was, well, maybe it's the old static in the attic that I got going on, but I was doing some research for my next video, which was, it's going to be, well, full-length video, as I'm getting over this bout of, like, laryngitis or whatever. People been sick around me. Anyway, I was researching, doing some deep dive reading into AT&T, putting together a video that's turning out to be way too long and probably going to be over a lot of people's heads, so I'm rethinking it. But as I was going through it, I was thinking, like, A, what the hell's wrong with me that I'm spending my free time reading through an earnings call and trying to put together video material for some people? But I enjoy it. I don't know. I can't explain it. Much in the vein of Warren Buffett, who said that he read annual reports like other kids read comic books. It just turned him on, and he doesn't know why. And it may have been different if his dad wasn't a stockbroker back in the day. You know, if he's a member of the clergy, he might have still found this, but it would have taken longer. And I just enjoy it. I enjoy looking at businesses, trying to predict and see what businesses are going to do well. But as I was doing that, I was thinking, you know, a lot of people aren't going to do this. They're just not going to want to spend the time. And my mother has one of her friends, and this is a little bit daunting, wanted my email address because I think she stumbled upon one of the YouTube videos and she wanted some financial advice. My mom says she has some questions about investing she needs to ask you. It's not exactly how my mother said it because it was in a text, but we'll just say that that's the tonality that she had. And A, immediately I feel like, well, God, why do you send her to me? I'm just some goof talking about what he's doing with dividend stocks. What did we say in my new thing from wealth? Oh, I screwed it up already.
You had one shot. One shot at greatness, and you goofed it up. You couldn't handle the pressure, you cracked.
Hopefully I didn't blow out your eardrums with the dulcet tones of my voice. Yeah. But what I was going to say, and I've completely lost it now, was something stupid. I don't know. Anyway, this is the thought I had, is because most people aren't going to care, and some people are just on the path. It's back. It's back, baby. I remember what I was going to say. My new tagline, it is from wealth. I can't do it. Burnout brain. From welding to wealth. Join the journey of a dividend investor. You think I would have written this down by now, but no. I had two shots.
You had two shots and you crumbled the pressure.
So anyways, this is the long roundabout way of saying that I'm going to give you, I think, the two things that I would want people to invest in, like my mother's friend. So we'll save it. Just stick with it because we're going to do some news fairly quickly here. But keep that thought. I wanted to tell you what we're going to talk about so people aren't just wandering in and then wandering out, bumping into things and knocking things off the shelves and blaming it on other people. Don't do that. That's rude. Tony Kukoc will haunt you in your dreams. Tony Kukoc, the Croatian savior. You're going to wake up at 3:15 in the morning and hear a noise. It's going to be Tony Kukoc. Yeah, man, it's Tony Kukoc and the Croatian sensation. I don't remember what he sounded like, but he probably didn't. I'm sure he had a really deep voice, which I was not blessed with. And by the way, my daughter, who just got her driving permit right now today, this very day right here, I told her she doesn't like this. You know, teenage kids, they don't like that. Even some 44-year-old adult men go through this. But, you know, most people don't like the sound of their own voice, and I certainly don't. That's flat out. But as I told my daughter, you know what? I didn't choose my voice. And I told her, like, did you choose your voice? No, you didn't. This is the voice that you were born with. Get over it and get on with talking with people, because unless it's a tattoo. Now, if you put a tattoo on your face, that's a bad choice. That is something you did choose that, you know, in my opinion, who am I? There's people with face tattoos that have become very successful. But yeah, if you're doing face tattoos on yourself, probably not a good choice. But your voice, other than body modification looks, this is the way that you are. You didn't choose to be as tall as you are or to have the voice that you do. So just embrace it. It's you. This voice is me. It's nobody else's voice, which means I am a monopoly of one. So here's a little bit of news coming at you right now. A lot of dividend increases. So we're going to go through these a little rapidly, because otherwise this will take forever and forever and ever and ever. What? That's not Rick Astley, is it? Was it Rick Astley? God, I remember Rick Astley back in the day. Focus. Here we go. Ticker CNI, which is Canadian National Railway, raised their dividend 7.8%, which is 27th straight year. I'm not going to go ahead and give you the dollar amounts and all that because it'll take too long. I'll just tell you the current yield, 1.99%. Norfolk Southern Railroad, ticker NSC, 8.9% increase, which their yield is now 2.24%. S&P Global, if you know the SPY S&P 500 fund, Standard Boer, I believe, they just hit Dividend Kingdom. 5.9% dividend growth, but a 0.98% yield. Itty-bitty, titty-tiny yield they got going on there. Elevance Health, caution, word to the wise about healthcare stocks, especially companies like Elevance that deal with Medicaid. The government is beginning to push back on Medicaid prices, so there may be less money coming in. They raised their dividend 16%. That yield is 1.18%. Good old Kimberly Clark, ticker KMB. As I like to say, they make their money by wiping butts and blowing noses with a 1.7% increase. That's their 51st consecutive dividend increase, 3.62% yield. So a little bit of a higher yielding dividend king coming at you. Here's another high yielder right now. Well, we say high yield traditionally, 3.22%. Chevron, ticker CVX, 36th consecutive dividend increase. They raised 6.3%. What else do we got? Oh, a little bit of news. Somebody long time ago said they invested in, I think, SJI, which is South Jersey. It's a gas utility company, and they are going to be acquired and delisted February 1st, and they're going to pay a stub dividend, which I didn't look up what that means, but it sounds like the last one, the remainder, whatever, I don't know, all in one shot. One shot. BlackRock, ticker BLK, 2.5% dividend increase. Itty-bitty small one. Excuse me. Avocado Toast coming up to say hello to you. Why? Because it's so good. I wanted to tell you about it. Yes, we're completely sober and straight here. BlackRock, the 2.64% yield. That was a 2.5% increase. Another company I own, Archer Daniels Midland, been around since like 1905 or two. one of those years back in the day. 13% dividend increase for Adam, ADM, 2.12% yield, which is a little below their five-year average. And then we have Comcast, ticker CMCSA, Comcast bumped that divvy 7.4%, which is their 14th straight dividend increase, 2.87% yield. Did you know that Comcast owns The Godfather? I own Comcast. I own The Godfather movie franchise. Thank you for that. My voice is getting weak. Uno momento, por favor. Necesito un sip of the agua. Shout out to my buddy Harris from the One Penny at a Time podcast, who said he enjoys when I say, all the way from Austin, Texas, writing in to us here at Dapper Dividends, our friend Harris from One Penny at a Time podcast writes, Russ, I really enjoy when you say sip of the agua. I got a little Casey Kasem vibe there. You guys remember that? I'm Casey Kasem. Put your head between your legs, and that's the that is the worst Casey Kasem impersonation any human being has ever done. And you get to hear that right here on the Dapper Dividends podcast. Continuing on with our show program here, Air Products, ticker APD, raised their dividend 8%. That is their, I don't know, it says commitment to the dividend growth. And there it is, since 1971. That's over 50 years because I'm good at mathing. 2.21% yield. Alliant, which is an electric utility company, ticker LNT, raised that dividend 5.8%, which is their 19th consecutive dividend increase. Their yield is now 3.32%. Charles Schwab, Chuck, raised their dividend 14%. That's who I brokerage with. I like it. I like Schwab. 1.28% dividend yield. Not too big. I would like that to be a little bit bigger. I would think of investing in Schwab, but, you know, also Energy Transfer, ticker ET, raised their dividend 15%. That's a big one, dude. That bumped my dividend, Patty, 4.96%. Just that one. And that is just about it for all those. I did get my Albertsons special dividend. I have not bought anything so far this week because, oh my God, we had a blowout GDP number here and we're on the brink of World War III over in Russia and the market doesn't care. They're going up. Oh, Intel. Intel had some rough numbers, but I will say most people, I think, forgot that Pat Gelsinger and the C-suite basically said that Q3 and Q4 were going to be the worst, but they did cut guidance going into 2023. So it looks could be a little bit rough. So, alrighty, guys, time check from the pilot house. We're at 13 minutes and 28 seconds. So that wasn't too bad, huh? We're going to get into now the two ETF. Put it this way. Hey, Russ. Hey, yeah, what's up? I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I was going to do a little skit for you. Somebody just walked in, but people might be weirded out. Like, who's he talking to? I think he's having a nervous breakdown. He's like split personality. No, I'm not split personality. It's called trying to be entertaining. My God, Oshkosh Bagosh, trying to be entertaining for you. I have no notes. Just reading some stuff off my computer screen, having a little bit of a chit chat with you. And again, thank you, because the seconds are just melting, dude. They're dripping off your life, and you're spending it with me, coming in your ear holes right now. All right, now before all of you drop out, let's see here. The two ETFs. If somebody said, "Hey, Russ, what are the two? You can only bring two ETFs on a deserted island for you. Which ones are you bringing?" That doesn't make sense. What would you do on a deserted island? How about we'll just say the market's going to close for 10 years and you're stuck with these two ETFs. You cannot sell them for 10 years, which is the what Warren says. He imagines when they make and buy a stock, when they buy a business, that you're buying a business. Always remember that. That's one little thing. If you're going to buy an individual business, don't look at it as you're buying a tiny little fraction of the company. Think of it like you're buying the entire business. Are you comfortable with the price you're paying? Are you comfortable with the prospects for the company for the next 10 years? Imagine the market's going to close. Just think of it like a business owner. You're not buying a ticker that's just flittering about on the screen up and down every day with the craziness of the market, because the market can be really irrational and price and value do divulge. They diverge. I knew I wanted to use a divy word and it was diverge, not divulge, because if they're divulging something to you, actually, do you know what? They do divulge. Because if when I saw McDonald's in 2020 at like $153 a share, that was telling me, screaming buy, people are freaking out selling McDonald's, buy. I bought ExxonMobil in October of 2020 at $32 a share, bought one share then. I'm almost up 150% on ExxonMobil. I wish I would have bought more, but woulda, shoulda, coulda. You lose. No, I didn't lose. I gained, but not as much as I wish I could have. So, what are you going to do? Okay, everybody. The first one, you know, if somebody wanted to just buy one ETF, just one, I would tell them to buy VTSAX, which is the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund. Now, this is the Admiral shares. You actually have to put a minimum of $3,000, and it's a 0.04% expense ratio, which means for every $1,000 that you have invested per year, Vanguard's going to take a slick cut of 4 cents. If you got $10,000 every year, for every $10,000, Vanguard gets $4. That is stupidly low. Thank God for Jack Bogle, dude, he flipped the industry on its head. People didn't like him because investment advisors are getting less money. You don't need a professional investment advisor if you're just going to buy VTSAX. Why would you buy VTSAX or the ETF if you had less money and you just wanted to buy a tiny little bit and you don't have $3,000? You would buy VTI, ticker VTI, which is the same thing. They're sister funds, but that has an expense ratio of 0.03%. And honestly, I do not remember, you hear me stuttering, because my brain said, like, you idiot, you should have looked this up. I don't know. If that's a deal breaker for you, if you're going to be like, oh, forget it. Forget VTSAX. It'd be, 40 cents a year, 4 cents a year as opposed to 3 cents. I don't have that kind of money to slang around. I ain't slanging them yayo. Do they call heroin yayo anymore? I remember Bone Thugs and Harmony when I was in high school. Thought we were cool because they talked about the yayo, slinging yayo or something. What did we know? My God. Anyway, so VTI, back to VTI. When you're buying VTI, you know why it's so cool? It is so cool because you don't have to think about it. You're buying 3,992 companies all in one shot. Boom. And VTI currently has a price of $203.27. And you're paying a bit of a premium because the net asset value works out to $203.24. So that's a 0.03%. It's about the expense ratio. Anywho, you're getting, like we said, almost 4,000 companies in one shot. Yeah, it's a little sliver, but you don't have to worry about it. You really don't. The earnings growth rate is 19.2%. Just fantastic. I mean, I'll tell you some of what you're buying. So, you should have, a long investment horizon because bad things are going to happen. We know this with 100% certainty. We know bad things are going to happen. We just don't know when. much like nobody knows, because guess what? On September 10th, 2001, I didn't feel any different. Didn't feel any different at all. Nobody knew. It wasn't until the 11th when all the S hit the fan. Now, it does have exposure to all of the sectors, all 11 sectors. Here's the top 10 holding details in equity. You have Apple, ticker AAPL, makes up 5% of the fund. That's kind of crazy. So for every $100 that goes into VTI, $5.14 is going into Apple. And this is why these market caps are getting so ginormous. So number one, you got Apple. Number two, Microsoft. You're getting exposure to all these companies in one shot, 4.68%. Amazon, number three, at 1.91%. So there's a steep drop-off between Apple and Microsoft. Google, number four. Number five, there it is, Berkshire Hathaway Class B shares, ticker BRKB. Getting exposure to Berkshire. And Geico. Dude, you cannot buy Geico out on the open market unless you buy Berkshire, because they own Geico. Government employees. I can't believe I forgot that. Government Employees Investment Company. Number six, UNH. United Health Group. Number seven, J&J. Johnson & Johnson. Number nine, the Google Class C shares. There's Class A and Class C. I don't remember the difference. One has to do with voting rights, I believe. ExxonMobil is number nine, ticker XOM. And number 10, JP Morgan Chase. But just remember that you are getting almost 4,000 companies. And there are just, I'm not going to go through. Okay, everybody, what we're going to do now is we're going to go down to page two and we're going to read you all 3,992 companies. So kick back, grab a glass of your favorite slow gin, rock and rye, and we'll talk about, here, I'll read for you because I'm goofing. I'll read number 11 through 20. Starting with number 11, you got Procter & Gamble, Nvidia Corp, Visa, Tesla, Home Depot, Eli Lilly, Chevron, MasterCard, Pfizer, and AbbVie. Those are your top 20 holdings, folks, in VTI and VTSAX, which is the sister fund. So if you just wanted to go to Robinhood and buy VTI, type in VTI, and you're going to get exposure to all those beautiful, wonderful companies in the stock market. All right, time check from the pilot house, 22 minutes. What people like, you probably wonder, why do I say that? Well, when I was in the Navy, they used to say that. I don't remember why, because it wasn't important to me, apparently. But they would say, time check from the pilot house, and then they would read stuff or tell you the time. I don't know, something like that. Okay, so VTI, that was the first one. And again, just to wrap that up in a nice little bow, you don't want to think about it. That's why there's, I think, a shirt I seen once or some saying, slogan, VTSAX and chill, because super low expense ratio. You're just buying every company. It's self-cleansing. The bad companies that fail, they drop out. Companies that are surprise moonshots like Apple was, they shoot to the top. More of your money that you keep putting into it goes into those companies. So you're just, it's just a really smart way to invest for the average investor, for people that don't want to spend a couple hours of their free time looking through earnings reports and annual reports. But I truly do enjoy it, and I'm learning a lot. This journey has just begun for me, and I'm happy to share my wins and my losses, because I think we can learn more about the losses, like I may be losing with Intel here. And I think that stems from me getting involved in something I did not fully understand. Like I said, I don't know what makes Intel's technology superior to that of AMD or NVIDIA or Qualcomm or Taiwan Semi. I don't. I can look at numbers and say their sales are going up or down, but kind of like with a McDonald's. We know McDonald's. We know Walmart. You know, I just did a short from Walmart, and I can tell, dude, it's easy. Anyway, all right. And the next one, you guys know. You guys know this one. This is no big surprise. SCHD. I know. Everybody. I don't remember who did that song. Do you hear? I say that a lot. I don't remember who did this. I have all kinds of crap rolling around my head from years of being exposed to pop culture starting in the early 1980s. When I was listening to Thriller album on my little Rainbow record player, my grandparents' house in Berwyn, Illinois, and I wanted a Michael Jackson jacket, which they got me one. It was just a red coat. It wasn't the Thriller coat, though. It was really, you get an A for effort, but honestly, and I knew right away, this was nothing like the Thriller coat I wanted, but it was red. Spray painted in the garage by my grandpa on one of his old coats from 1962. Nah, they got me a kid size one. Anyway, SCHD, 0.06% expense ratio, so double that of VTI. But that's okay. I mean, you're still paying peanuts. Come on. You're still paying, what, for every $1,000, 6 cents instead of the 6th cent. I see dead people. I see dividend. So SCHD, it's 100 companies you're getting exposed to, some of the bluest of the blue chip, beautiful. It's $76 right now, and it was incepted. Have you seen the movie Inception? I think I did. It was incepted, which I'm not quite sure is a word, in 2011, October 20th, 2011. So she'd been around for almost 25 years, and there's 104 total holdings, but I believe it's 100 equity, and the other 4 are like cash and a couple funds that I'm not exactly sure of. We might get into it. But anyway, I'll tell you the top 10 ones. So remember those top 10 from VTI. Well, in SCHD, what it does is, as they say, the fund's goal is to track the Dow Jones 100 Dividend Index, and they give the highlight, as you can hear me reading, should have done this earlier. The fund can serve as part of the core or complement in a diversified portfolio. So you would buy this if you want nice dividend growth, but you don't want to do the work. You want to be a lazmo. You want to be like, I'm a dividend investor, and you do none of the work like I do. And it invests in stocks selected for fundamental strength relative to their peers and based on financial ratios. So this is supposed to be the best of the best. Here are the top 10 for, and these fluctuate, mind you. They fluctuate. I believe it's market cap. Yep, it's based on market cap, which can be bad. So the bigger companies go to the top and get more of the fund. Number one, AVGO, which is Broadcom, speaking of the semis. Number two, Verizon. But okay, so Broadcom is 4.5% of the portfolio. Verizon is 4.3%. Number three is Texas Instruments, 4.02%. So a lot of tech at the top. Tech at the top. Cisco Systems. Sorry, more avocado problem. I'm okay, everyone. Don't worry about me. Cisco Systems, 3.97% is number four. Number five, Home Depot. So some of the same ones we're seeing. Merck, ticker MRK, is number six. Number seven is BlackRock, which we just talked about them raising the dividend. Coca-Cola is number eight, ticker KO. IBM, International Business Machines. We're all business here at the IBM. Is number nine, and then my favorite, number 10, one of my favorites, number 10 is PepsiCo, ticker PEP. And yeah, I'll put the links in the description below to these. I should have said that earlier, kind of because I didn't realize it till right now. But I will have links to VTSAX, VTI, and SCHD to those fund summaries below in the description below. And they're just great companies in here. You got Lockheed Martin as I'm scanning through. Just fantastic. 3M is in there. You know, they got their problems. Kimberly-Clark, wiping butts, blowing noses. I like Prudential. Cummins. I used to be a subcontractor for Cummins. And just a lot. You can look through it yourself. Tyson Foods, their CFO, was drunk. What a nut. I would have got canned his ass. 32. Come on, man. He, if you don't know, the grandson, I believe, the Tyson grandson is in line to be like the CEO one day. He's the CFO right now, chief financial officer. He was drunk, fell asleep naked or something in one of his neighbor's beds, called the police. And also, really importantly, with the dividend for SCHD, dude, check it out. They have very nice growth. 12% 10-year CAGR, compound annual growth rate of 12%. 14% was the last full year increase. And that yield is currently 3.35%. That is super high for ETFs because VTI, the total stock market, I didn't tell you earlier, has a 1.57% yield because that's the average of the market, which over the last 20 years has an 8% dividend growth CAGR. So you just can't go wrong. That's going to pay you currently VTI $3.18 per year. And currently, as of this recording, you're getting $2.56 per year from SCHD. The last thing I want to tell you about SCHD, do be aware, Infotech is heavy, 21% of the portfolio. You can look at this for yourself, but there is 0.35% exposure to utilities, and there are no real estate companies. There's no real estate REITs exposure inside of it. So you guys, if you want REITs, just, you don't have to do, just VTI or VTSAX and chill, and you'll be okay. And dude, we made it. I'm way over time. Thank you for, dude, you know what? If you guys want to hear and see what I buy every week and not wait for the newsletter, every Sunday night, I'm putting out my newsletter. It's completely free. Sign up on the link below. I should clean up some of that. There's a lot down there, but yeah, just sign up. Really easy read, trying to make it a little more fun at the top and then just giving some quick thoughts. So check it out. Sign up. I'd love to have you as a reader and follow me on this journey as I go from welding to wealth. And you know what? Come back next week because I'll have more to talk about. I should learn. I'm going to learn the Mr. Rogers song. You'd think I'd remember it. Anyways, thank you. In all sincerity, for listening to this guy yet again. And I hope you have a great rest of your week and weekend. And if you come back next week, I will talk to you then. So long, everybody.